This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Our first line of effort emphasizes that everything we do must contribute to the lethality of our military. In war, an enemy will attack a perceived weakness. Therefore, we cannot adopt a single preclusive form of warfare. Rather, we must be able to fight across the spectrum of combat. This means the size and composition of our force matters. The nation must field a sufficient, capable force to deter conflict. If deterrence fails, we must win. To defend our way of life, our military will embrace change while holding fast to traditional proven attributes that make us the most formidable force on any battlefield. Those who would threaten America's experiment in democracy must know, if you threaten us, it will be your longest and worst day. To implement this strategy, we will invest in key capabilities, recognizing we cannot expect success fighting tomorrow's conflicts with yesterday's weapons and equipment. Driven by this strategy, next week you will see in our FY19 budget investments the following: space and cyber, nuclear deterrent forces, missile defense, advanced autonomous systems, artificial intelligence, and professional military education, to provide our high-quality troops what they need to win. We will prioritize rebuilding readiness while modernizing our existing force. We will also be changing our force's posture to prioritize readiness for warfighting and major combat, making us strategically predictable for our allies and operationally unpredictable for any adversary. Our second line of effort is to strengthen traditional alliances while building new partnerships. History is clear that nations with allies thrive.
James Mattis laying out the vision for our military and, you know, puts it out there so there's no doubt in terms of, you know, what your tax dollars are going to. You know, it is time to upgrade the military and, you know, put it in a better on a better footing than what's been happening. I mean, the military has been politicized, you know, from sequester to other budgetary issues that have been causing problems. And, of course, this is in face of the news that came out yesterday that, you know, the Pentagon says, well, what did they lose, Scott? What, $800 million or something? Or is it more? Or was it B? I can't remember. It was just such an astronomical number of funds that they just can't find. I mean, it's like, where did it go? Is it on a pallet to Iran or something, you know?
$800 million.
$800 million.
That's just the Pentagon.
That'd be the total. That's just the Pentagon. But again, that's the massiveness of the, but, you know, the military, and I'm sure that General Mattis would be the first to agree, has to be more responsible. You can't, you know, how do you lose $800 million? And then you come to the people and say, oh, we need some money. And you just say, well, that's just the way government works. You know, there's going to be waste and you're going to lose money. Really? Like this? And, you know, this has been something, as you know, Scott, that the people have been asking for a long time, is accounting. You know, we need an accounting not only in the military, but in all of our, you know, government agencies. You know, what have you done? You know, you need to be accountable. And, you know, of course, this was one of the frustrations of President Trump, you know, in his early days coming into office. I'm sure it continues because he sits there and goes, wait a minute, there's 17 agencies. You know, Mulvaney even pointed this out as well, 17 agencies that are basically without supervision and accountability. And, you know, Senator Coburn in one of his last waste books cited, I think he was referring to these agencies still, and this is, what is it, about 4 or 5 years ago? So this hasn't been something that's just been found out. This has just been, you know, a choice of government to say either it's so massive and cumbersome that they can't even address it, that they just kind of, well, if we don't say anything about it, you know, people will forget and we'll just kind of let it go by the wayside. But Senator Coburn cited some $450 billion, with a B, not million, $450 billion in duplicative waste in these 17 agencies. Think about it. This is your money, not so good at work right now. And they continue to ask for more. This is our government that we pay for.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Syncing up our watches right now, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Doug Stanton is back. Looking forward to this conversation with him, especially with the popularity of 12 Strong. Doug is a journalist, lecturer, screenwriter, author of the New York Times bestsellers In Harm's Way back in 01 and Horse Soldiers, which we're going to talk more about, which now has become a movie on the big screen that was released in 09. We're talking about Horse Soldiers' book. He's appeared on numerous TV, radio outlets, including NBC Today. You name it, he's been there. He draws on his own experience working in the U.S. overseas with contacts in various branches of the U.S. military and government. Stanton lectures nationally to corporate and civic groups, libraries, writing book clubs. He's rather prolific, and he's here with us today. So, Doug Stanton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Hey, you know, the last time we talked about Harm's Way and other projects, and we touched a little bit about Horse Soldiers, but now because of 12 Strong, it really comes to focus. And, you know, congratulations on your book becoming a movie and your participation. You were you were listed as an executive producer, huh?
I'm just one of many, but it's really Jerry Bruckheimer and Molly Smith. Brought this story, which I published in 2009 as Horse Soldiers, to life. And, you know, and a whole new generation of Americans, if you were five in 2001, this is now history to you. And I think that's an attest to the popularity of the book and the movie.
Exactly. Well, what happened, and this wasn't quite clear, because this was the argument, Doug, after 9/11, you know, so wait a minute, Afghanistan seemed to be the point, and of course Saudi Arabia as well. But you know, how did we end up in Iraq? But actually, we had we did have a tip of the spear going into one of the hotbeds. But it was one of those we couldn't report it. It was classified, so we couldn't talk about what the Horse Soldiers did until 09, when with your book we began to get some revelation. So it added some clarity that not all was lost, but, you know, to then President Bush's credit and his team, you know, we didn't talk about the effort in Afghanistan.
No, we didn't. Although in 2003, I published In Harm's Way in 01, and then I wanted to write about the modern soldier. So in 03, I did my first interview. It's, you know, I guess to bring people back, if you want to just imagine World War II for a moment and OSS officers going in behind enemy lines and working against the Nazis, that's what we did in 2001 with a small team of what I titled them the Horse Soldiers, because they're on horseback fighting with the Afghan resistance trying to overthrow the Taliban in this case. A huge story. wildly heroic. They achieved their mission at breakneck speed and kind of came home very quiet. You know, their bumper sticker at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, is declared professionals.
Mm. Well, you know, you think, like you said, they came. It was incredible what they did. They, first of all, were told it was going to be somewhat of a suicide mission. They really didn't expect anybody to survive. And as depicted there in the movie, you know, the captain said, no, we're all coming back. And the captain that led the force, Doug, I mean, this is true that he didn't have combat experience, right?
He had just been moved off of his team. They'd done a lot of training overseas for an internal defense called FIT. Mm-hmm. It's one of Special Forces specialties, but they'd never been used as a lead element in U.S. history. And this captain, so no one, you know, none of them had that kind of combat experience that we're thinking about in this case. But the SF guy and their families, by the way, because that's the other deployment here, mm-hmm. the wives and girlfriends, and in some cases the husbands who stay behind, are all very adaptable. It's right. a very special breed of U.S. Army. And they did it. There was no plan to go into Afghanistan, as you pointed out. And they became Plan A.
Mm-hmm. I mean, here it is. I mean, it was like they were going to be the answer to the attack in Manhattan on Wall Street of our World Trade Centers. And they were going to be that answer, you know, the response of the president's bullhorn there on that infamous day and that iconic moment that is forever emblazoned in our minds. And here they are, you know, going fearless, you know, and going into harm's way like this to, you know, defend the cause, the American cause. And you know, even with the idea that, you know, with these guys, I mean, you talk about adapting. I mean, these guys weren't equestrians. Like, they're put on top of the horses and say, okay, guys, you know, have you ever ridden a horse before? Well, not really. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's fun. The movie follows many parts of the book very closely. And, and when I remember interviewing, you know, summer camp, I wrote when I was a kid, those kinds of things. But just what's so special about the movie and the book is you watch these guys huddled in the dirt, sketching out a plan, using maps with their Afghan counterparts who've been fighting the Taliban. And they know that the Afghans, that their counterparts are watching them. Mm-hmm. So in an unconventional sense, they just have to not blink and keep going. And in often cases, they speak Russian or Arabic, so they can communicate with them. They're aware of their whole cultural paradigm, and so they blend in and work alongside them. And, you know, the audiences are really responding to this kind of story because it's a good news story for a lot of Afghans, and it's also a story about, you know, something that really worked in U.S. foreign policy back in 2001.
Well, it helps us understand the situation and what our fighting men and women are facing there, Doug. I mean, this is a different type. I mean, what's like every time you go to war, it's different. You know, it's a different way. And we're doing this on the heels of, you know, we had a lot of military cutback, you know, under the Clinton administration. And so funds were restricted. And here we are. We're trying to make do with what we've got. And this is, like you say, this is quite the success story for the military and, you know, what was accomplished there in Afghanistan.
It really was. And I have to point, like to point out that they worked really closely with the Air Force. There were other teams that came in shortly after October 19th, 2001, when they landed. The U.S. Army aviation was really important. It really was a joint effort. But just imagine leaving your house at Fort Campbell, you know, and your wife drives you to the church where you're going to get on the school bus to go to the airfield. Mm. You know, and just turning around and saying goodbye to your house, I think, perhaps for the last time. And no one knows really where you're going or even that you're it. That had to be a chilling moment. I wanted to dramatize that.
Well, you know, as I said earlier, in a sense, it was a bit of a, you know, I guess a suicide mission. I mean, they expected some casualties here, And what was there? One really major. I mean, these guys were wounded, but one major casualty out of this, and everybody came home, right?
They did. Tragically, medic Bill Bennett was killed later in Iraq, but they made it through, and it, yeah. that's another amazing thing of the story.
Exactly. Doug, we got to take a break. We'll be back with more from Doug Stanton as we talk about the Horse Soldiers and 12 Strong on Bill Martinez Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight, bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
We all be the same. We say we're more beautiful. We come together.
Hey, Kevin figured it out. You know what makes this country so doggone great is all of us. It's we the people. And as Mandesa sings, we all bleed the same. and forget about the exterior. You know, as Martin Luther King said, it's not the, you know, the color of our skin, it's the content of our character. And that's what's being challenged right now. And I'm excited, I'll tell you. I think the future for America is rather bright, and we're getting an opportunity to realize the internal greatness that's kind of been lying dormant here, and I see it being expressed more and more. So I'm greatly encouraged, and thank you for joining us as we continue the good fight here to lift all and to make a difference for a time such as this. Doug Stanton is with us, speaking of which, journalist, lecturer, screenwriter, author. Of course, his book, Horse Soldiers, that was released in 2009, is on the big screen, and we know it as 12 Strong. And congratulations, Doug, as well. The paperback book, boy, I'll tell you, a lot of interest. People are really excited and connecting with the book.
Oh, they really are. I mean, this was what I write about, and what 12 Strong movie is about. I was thinking about this lately. It's really 21st century Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that explains the interest in both. And this is a story about diplomats and kind of warriors rolled into one. And it's a new kind of war movie. It's there's a lot of heart in it. There's a lot of action. But you see people working together again in common cause, just as you said in your earlier remarks. And that's important.
Mm-hmm. And this is what you bring out, and you mentioned this previously, is that it wasn't, I mean, yes, no question. I mean, you think of the courage of these 12 men, the special forces operatives, that took on this challenge. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, that speaks to the very heart of Americans and what we're all about. But it took the support of what they were able to do, you know, calling in bombing missions, you know, the Air Force involvement. I mean, this was a all-out total commitment of all branches of service, was it not?
It really was. And I also want to give a shout-out to the CIA Pathfinders, who actually were there a couple weeks earlier than the horse soldiers, leading the way, opening up these what were kind of simmering networks with what I call the Afghan resistance fighters, mm-hmm. the three tribes that have been battling the Taliban and losing for almost a decade post-Soviet withdrawal.
Exactly.
So those guys deserve a lot of credit, too, and they linked these guys up with the Afghans, and then they worked all together.
Yeah, how do you find out? I mean, you go into a country like this, as rough as it is, it's always been at war, it would appear, historically. How do you find the good guys? And then you think they're the good guys, but you got all this nuance too, right?
Well, there is. You're right. And this is why it took the Special Forces soldier out of 5th Group SF in Fort Campbell to wind their way through this kind of moral matrix, because say you and I are one of those guys. We're going to go into a room. We're going to know the allegiances in the crowd we're trying to attract, build rapport with, might speak their language. And so it takes that kind of sensitivity to the situation to say, okay, let's stop fighting each other. Let's put aside these differences. We have one goal right now, and let's go. And what we would have in our backpack would be radios and laser designators, which were the secret recipe here. These guys, the Northern Alliance would charge across the field, firing over the heads of the horses at the Taliban line, which was a lot of armor, swarm it, and then finally the horse soldiers would come in and call in airstrikes on the counterattack of the armor, and then they could hold the ground, which is something they hadn't been able to do before 9/11.
Right. Yeah, it was amazing. The Taliban, how empowered and fortified with weaponry in that, Doug. This was all supported, mostly by Russians, was it not?
Well, they had gathered up the Russian equipment left behind. There were two enemies here. There were the indigenous Taliban, which were national in their fight, and then the international the Al-Qaeda and other elements coming in from Pakistan and Saudi, who were kind of hyper-accelerating what the Taliban could do. So when the Americans land, along with the Afghan alliance fighters, they're really outnumbered and in some ways outgunned, although they do have the air. But it's It is a version of the Dirty Dozen in a way.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, it's miraculous when you think about it. And even putting this together, you know, the officials are thinking, okay, this is a six-month project. But the captain in charge, you know, and you know, which was also in your book, realized that, wait a minute, you know, we've got weather coming in. And we're going to be restricted. This has to be done in a prescribed shortened period of time. And, you know, the officials are going, is this really, I mean, we're really rolling the dice here. But, you know, the captain was so convicted of his mission that he even had to sell his bosses on, you know, on this expedited plan.
Well, he did. They didn't want to hunker down through the winter. And, I mean, they were prepared to do that. But once they started moving, and the chief warrant on the team as well, Bob Pennington, really led the way. He was kind of running trains and making sure that things were moving. The Taliban would emerge from their bunker and wonder where this explosion had come from, looking across the horizon. They had not, it not had dawned on them yet that it would come from the air. This is something new for them. So once they started to collapse, it became this rolling wave that just kept going north towards the key city of Mazar-e-Sharif, which was their objective,
right,
which they captured by November 10th. So they landed on October 19th. By the 10th, they're actually in Mazar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the updated version of shock and awe, you know, happening right there as they rolled over and claimed land on behalf of the good guys and getting the Taliban out of there. Doug, how did this story come to you?
I'd published In Harm's Way, and I seem to write survival stories. Mm-hmm. Ordinary people and watching them make these really hard decisions, I think it's really instructive for all of us. In the background, in the reporting after 9/11, there were some fuzzy bearded Americans on video, and just started making some phone calls around the country, and I ended up, I think I worked on the book 6 years, to be honest, and interviewed almost everybody a lot of times, went to their homes, and it just was a lot of shoe leather.
Wow.
The SF had never really had a book written about them. This is before, you know, they had gained any kind of attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Afghanistan twice and interviewed Afghans as well. In retrospect, it was a big work, a big job, but
yeah.
I'm really glad I did it.
Yeah, we are too, and many other people, certainly with the obvious number one ranking and the sales of the paperback version of 12 Strong, it demonstrates that there is hunger. And, you know, the last time you and I talked, we talked about the Odyssey of Echo Company, and, of course, all about Vietnam. And there's much more to be revealed here, right?
There really is. That book, thanks for bringing that up. I wrote that book to slide across the kitchen table and say, were you there, uncle? Mm-hmm. Were you there, dad? Because really, I went from Tampa to Seattle on a book tour. And I discovered that America really feels that Vietnam is its unfinished story.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys need to come home. And they are home, but I think they never had the homecoming that the Afghan veterans.
Yes, right. Right. Exactly. Or much less even the World War II. There's no question that this was a very unique situation. And in coming home, it's bringing those parts and pieces, even psychologically, Doug Stanton, back with our soldiers and our fathers and our brothers and our grandfathers that are here. And they'll still carry the weight and disturbance of what was Vietnam, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's there.
Right, exactly. Well, Doug Stanton, as always, an honor and a pleasure to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. Doug, a journalist, lecturer, songwriter, author, and of course we know about Horse Soldiers, that he wrote the book in 2009. It's on the big screen now. Great movie. You love it, 12 Strong. Doug, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you. Okay.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 Plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government-assisted programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got some good news here regarding bipolar disorder. Imagine if you went from feeling like you could conquer the world to suddenly drowning in extreme sadness. The instability of what may happen next, ever present in your life. That is how some bipolar patients describe how it feels to worry about having their next manic episode. In the United States, about 5.7 million adults, about 2.6% of the population, have a condition called bipolar disorder. It is a condition that does not discriminate, affects men and women equally among all ages, races, and ethnic groups. Here to talk more with us is Dr. Gary Sachs, an associate clinical professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School, the founding director of the Bipolar Clinic and Research Program at Massachusetts General Hospital. He's recognized as a top doctor by U.S. News and World Report and by Reuters. Is among the world's 100 most influential psychiatrists, neurologists, and neuroscientists. Dr. Sachs, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Pleasure to be with you, Bill.
Help us understand, if you would, though there is a small percentage of the population that deals with bipolar disorder, it is there, and we need to have more clarity on it. Help us understand what it is.
Yeah, Bill, for one thing,
but yeah, it is a small percentage of bipolar 1 disorder, but they all have family members, friends, live in a community. So the impact is kind of multiplied over all of those relationships. And the other thing that I think you described very well, that kind of extreme high and low, that in fact really is the cardinal feature of this disorder. But when patients have depressive episodes or mixed or manic episodes, it's kind of like, you know, my father taught me, you know, how to recognize the pole star when I looked at the sky at night, but always to look for the other stars in the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper. So whenever we see those extreme mood states, we need to look for those other symptoms, and that's how we make a diagnosis. We go through and we see not just that you're terribly sad, you can't feel pleasure in anything, but there's disruption in your sleep, your appetite, your thinking, your energy, and it has functional impact. That's what constitutes a significant clinical episode of mania or depression. And that's what we're on lookout for, because now we have highly effective treatments and we can get patients back to being able to function. And that's so critical for a condition like bipolar, which tends to have its onset during early adult years. And for patients who will have a first episode, let's say during college years, maybe they finish college, but then they lose a job when they have their next episode, and they accumulate the impact over time. And you know, maybe if you look, you'd see that getting competent treatment requires a diagnosis, and that takes on average about 10 years. I don't get patients their 20s back when I diagnose them, you know, at 32 and 34. We'd like to move this conversation to earlier to get patients diagnosed appropriately and get them treated.
Now, is there a way, Dr. Sachs, to where they can be diagnosed earlier? Because, as you say, when an outbreak occurs, it has its rippling effect, you know, from the individual there at Ground Central, and then, you know, all the associated people, friends, family, you know, fellow employees and that. And it is so disruptive that almost like, I mean, I want to say it like a shank in golf, you know, it's like you don't understand where it's coming from, but it happened, you know?
That's exactly right. And, you know, you don't always get a mulligan at work. You know, sometimes you lose your job. You don't get to necessarily repair that friendship that you lost when something difficult happened. So the important thing is always speak with your doctor. You know, let's get that professional assessment. A lot of people like to do self-assessment. There are lots and lots of websites they could go to. I like the one from the Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance, dbsaalliance.com for your listeners. Check that out. Lots of good resources. They have a wellness tracker. People can go and they can actually create reports that they can take to their doctor with them that will help the doctor immediately recognize what's going on. So I really recommend that.
That's great. Now, for the person dealing with bipolar 1, as you mentioned earlier, this has got to be tough, you know, in their everyday lifestyle. Probably they themselves being more conscious that they could be moments away from another episode, possibly.
Yeah, that's right. These are really debilitating kinds of episodes when they happen. They lead to all sorts of negative consequences, not just hospitalization, but people do themselves great harm, car accidents, other kinds of injuries. There's a high suicide rate. So, you know, the important thing is to know that effective treatments are available, and over the course of the 30 years I've been doing this, we've gotten more and more effective treatments that now are a lot easier to use. You know, the old days of just taking lithium are well behind us, though that's an effective treatment. There are also drugs that are anticonvulsants that are used, but now they have a class of drugs that are referred to as antipsychotics. That class of drugs was first introduced for schizophrenia, but have now been proven in many cases to be effective for manic and mixed episodes. The most recently approved is a drug called Vraylar. And, you know, the important thing about all these very effective drugs is that you need skilled clinicians to manage it. They are associated with some important adverse effects. They are drugs that you need to have a professional who knows what they're doing prescribe, because, you know, in vulnerable populations like the elderly or patients with dementia, they are associated with a higher risk of stroke and even death. So you have to know what you're doing to use them, but we want a lot more patients to know about the availability of these treatments and to get their lives back.
Exactly. Well, a lot more available than before, certainly, as everything else is updating. So is treatment for bipolar 1. Now, what questions should someone who's been diagnosed with bipolar 1, ask his or her physician?
You know, it's really important. If your physician has told you that you have bipolar 1 disorder, you should ask, so what are the proven effective treatments for that condition? And they will read out to you a list of drugs that I see as kind of a very exclusive club. And choosing from that group to begin with is probably the best start that a patient could have for their treatment.
Well, Dr. Sachs, any other options for the treatment of bipolar 1 disorder that we haven't touched on?
There really are, because we're talking about bipolar 1, Bill, and that's like talking about heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're treating manic and mixed episodes, that would be like treating an acute heart attack,
okay,
right? We don't ever recommend exercise and diet during an acute heart attack, but after you've recovered, those are appropriate things.
Mm-hmm.
For patients with bipolar 1, there are a lot of lifestyle issues. They do include things like exercise and diet, but also having the regular rhythmicity of your sleep and activity stable. Those mm-hmm. are things that can really be beneficial to patients, but not during an acute episode, but after.
What about, you talk about self-assessment, and maybe, for me, it's awareness, just being more aware of what triggers and when an episode may be coming. Is that reasonable?
It is. And, you know, since patients are so sensitive to depression, it's not as important for recognizing depression as it is for recognizing the manic and mixed states, to have other people that you've empowered to say, you know what, Bill, you know, you really were talking fast there.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what, you know, I don't think the way you reacted required so much anger as you just showed.
Right.
You know, those are the kinds of things that can really benefit a patient. You need to request that the people around you do that. So if you have trusted collaborative care partners, we refer to, that you can empower to give you that feedback and take it, that's one of the best ways to keep your treatment on track.
Well, Dr. Sachs, thank you. This is some great information for our listeners. Appreciate you coming on the show to break it down for us. Now, where can they go for more information?
You know, the DBSA website, DBSAalliance.com, has some great resources. I would check that out.
Dr. Gary Sachs, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you. Appreciate it, Doctor.
Thanks, Bill.
You got it.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center.
Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Keep me wrong. Come and love you, daddy, all night long. All night long. Hey, hey. All night. See me, girl, with the diamond ring. She knows how to shake that thing. All night long.
Martinez here, and guess who we got? Lo Bonney is with us, former think tank futurist whose articles have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, many other publications, a former roving editor at the Reader's Digest, co-author with Craig R. Smith with many, many books, including a brand new one that we're going to talk about when we discuss the progressive future, Money for Nothing. Mr. Lowell, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. God bless.
Yeah, God bless. Good to have you with us. Hey, you write that the city of Stockton, back, what, 4 years, 5 years ago, there in California's Central Valley, declared bankruptcy, and you wonder what they learned from it, because their new idea is 6 years later is, let's become the first American city to experiment with universal basic income. And what that means is they simply want to give people money for nothing, no questions asked. Now, how does that work in their post-bankruptcy philosophy?
How it works is they just give people the money. Now, this is interesting because from Finland to Kenya, there have been governments experimenting with it, especially those like, for example, Tesla founder Elon Musk, who think that in very few years, we're going to have to be giving people money in some form because robots are going to take at least half our jobs. In fact, the European Union has proposed declaring robots to be electronic persons so that robots can be heavily taxed to pay for the non-working humans.
Well, that'll, of course, why not?
Yeah. Who there in that kind of system is going to be buying the products of the robots is an interesting debate. But the point is, there's been a large push among liberals. While Donald Trump is trying to make more jobs for ordinary Americans, liberals are planning as their ideal to do away with work altogether, to just give you an income. This is not welfare. This is not means tested in theory. This is just giving everybody an income, the way everybody gets Social Security. And therefore, once you have half the population taking that kind of benefit, it can never be undone, and presumably a majority will always vote Democrat, and our politics will then be set for the next 100 years or more. That is, until the society collapses from giving away more than it makes.
Right, and not only that, out of their own frustration, because what's going to happen to the happiness index? We know that a non-productive people makes for some rather ornery, upset individuals. I mean, look what's happened in welfare. I mean, even if you use that as an outline, what is the final result that we get here? But people that say, hey, if you only gave me more money, you know, you talk about the disease of more, which Pat Riley wrote about many, many years ago. It definitely is an existence in that kind of utopia.
Well, in the California mind, Nancy Pelosi, of course, comes from the San Francisco Bay Area. She has said, why not just accept welfare and use that free money to become creative, to become an artist, to be a more fulfilled human being, which is nice, except for the people who actually then have to pay for it. But the mayor, the Stockton mayor, who, by the way, was an intern in the Obama White House, his name is Tubbs. He's going to do an 18-month experiment just giving more than 100 families a free income of $500 a month. This is not as much as liberals dream of. They dream of more like $13,000, $14,000 a year per person. So if you get together with two or three friends, you then can pool your money and have enough to rent a house, to buy groceries, and so on without lifting a finger. You can choose to watch TV all day, or you can become entrepreneurial and creative, as Pelosi says. And this experiment is aimed at finding out. This is not taxpayer money, by the way. This is free philanthropic money that will be used in the experiment, but to find out what people will do with it. In this state, for example, that's just legalized recreational marijuana, will people use it to buy food and opportunity or booze and that marijuana in California?
Exactly.
Stockton, by the way, is the 13th largest city in California, the 63rd largest city in the United States, and according to Forbes magazine, the 8th most dangerous crime-inclined city in America. About 1 out of 4 people there are living at or below the poverty line. And so it'll be interesting to see.
So we have so many people. So help me out here, Lowell. We have a lot of people complaining because they have a job or want a job. So now we're not going to give them either. We're just going to give them $500 and call it a good day, all in the name of some social experiment here without any kind of credibility or any kind of empirical evidence that says that this is an idea. This is just one of those democratic theories once again in operation.
Well, as you'd expect, veteran radical labor leader Andy Stern of the SEIU, for example, wrote a 2016 book called Raising the Floor, How a Universal Basic Income Can Renew Our Economy and Rebuild the American Dream. But this is an idea that was also approved to some degree by Republican President Richard Nixon, by Nobel laureate libertarian economist Milton Friedman. Charles Murray of the American Enterprise Institute says a guaranteed income could actually be a good deal. Now, how in the world can these people approve it? Well, very simply, under our present welfare system, up to 81 cents out of every dollar the government allocates for the poor never gets to the poor.
Mm-hmm.
The 81 cents is raked off by the bureaucracy,
right,
by the social workers, by the $100,000 a year political appointees, by all kinds of people in the welfare system, and they get the bulk of the money for the poor, not the poor.
That's pathetic.
So, yeah, but what this means is if you just write people a check and then say, instead of a welfare check, we're just going to give you this check regardless. We don't care if you go to work, if you make a living or not. We're going to give you the money. And so there's no disincentive to work if you want to work. And more importantly, we've eliminated the middleman. The 81 cents that now go to bureaucrats, there won't be those bureaucrats anymore. There won't be anybody between you and the money. And you know what we've had under the welfare state so far is if you're on welfare, you're discouraged from working.
Exactly.
You can lose your welfare check for working. The bureaucrats actually say to people who want to leave welfare, oh, no, you don't want to do that.
Exactly.
You might cost me my job,
mm-hmm,
caring for the poor. And so Democrats are hoping to be able to buy the votes of those people without necessarily having to fund a welfare bureaucracy. So in other words, it could be a lot cheaper in the long run than the present welfare state. And if you think about it, when John F. Kennedy was president, more than half of every tax dollar went to national defense. Today, whether a Trump or a Democrat are president, more than half of every tax dollar, in fact, 71 cents out of every tax dollar, goes for transfer payments, just taking money out of Bill Martinez or your pockets,
mm-hmm,
and putting it in somebody else's pocket. That's what a transfer payment means. That plus paying on all that we have to borrow to fund this is interest. So between interest on the national debt and transfer payments, that's in the next 20 years, that's going to eat up the entire federal budget. There will be nothing left for national defense or maintaining the roads or anything else.
Exactly. Well, it makes you wonder what's left anyway, because after, you know, they do all that, and then, of course, then they got their talons in the public treasury as well, all in the name of, you know, progress and these welfare programs and what have you. And we're trying to sustain it all. It's no wonder we're $20 trillion in debt and not getting on top of it, even with a disruptor in chief and President Donald Trump. He's focusing on jobs, but there needs to be some fiscal discipline as well, Lowell.
Well, if you were getting a $1,300 check for nothing every month, regardless of how much you earn, regardless of what you're doing with your life, would you vote for a political candidate who promised
that's going to take it away? Exactly.
Democrats are betting that a majority of people would not, I mean, and if they're prospering, because you come to depend on that money. You spend up to the level of your income, and if your income includes that big chunk of free money,
right,
then you go on spending that. But this is in keeping with what Newt Gingrich once said, that is, it's awfully hard to run against Santa Claus.
Yeah, without a doubt.
One of the two political parties preaches that it is Santa Claus that will give you anything. Look at the reply to Trump's State of the Union message. That was a pure Santa Claus speech, except for a few references by Joseph Kennedy III, saying, for example, vamos a luchar! We're going to fight.
Yes,
I mean,
exactly.
Literally using violent rhetoric at times in his speech to appeal to young Hispanic illegals.
Exactly. Well, Lowell, sorry, we're out of time. We got to leave it there. How can they be in touch with you real quick? We got about 5 seconds.
They can get our free book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, just by calling a toll-free number, pay the postage and everything, 800-630-1492. That's 1-800-630-1492.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of